Okay, let's begin Trumas Daf Peites. Trumas Peites 89, and we are on the top of Peites Amud Aleph. There's one Hosafa that I wanted to mention relating to the language that I pointed out yesterday that the Gemara uses. The Gemara mentions, if you remember, the difference between Hektish and Meiser Sheni. The Mishnah quoted on Peites Amud Aleph that Hektish and Meiser Sheni have the same halacha, that if I plant Gidulin, that's what we're talking about in this parak, right? Hazorea Truma, that's the name of the parak. The ninth parak, Hazorea Truma, if you take Truma and you plant it, you're not supposed to plant it. The Gemara and the Bavli and Shabbos had two days. Why there is a din to Rabbanan, that if I plant Truma, midaraisa, it's nothing. Midaraisa, it's patel and it disintegrates and it's just like something new that's growing. But midarabanan, for one of two reasons, the Gemara said, Rabbi Hanina, Rava, Chazal gave it the status of Truma. Either because the Yisraelim are going to try to get out of it, or a Kohen who has Tamei Truma is going to try to lose the status. So we have that Din D'Rabbanan. But the Mishnah mentioned that's special by Truma. By all other Gidulim, there are different halachas. All other Gidulim, we mentioned, Tevel, Maaser Rishon, Svichei Shvi'is, Chutz La'aretz Meduma, all of those, they're Gidulin or Chulin. All of those are Gidulin or Chulin as long as Zarokala, as long as they disintegrate. But ain't Zara color that it wouldn't be. But then the Mishnah said, by Meiser Sheni and Hektish, it's Chulin, even if ain't Zara color. That was the special din by those two. But the Gemara at the end of yesterday's daf said, well, there's still a difference between Hektish and Meiser Sheni. Even though the Mishnah puts them together, there's a difference between Hektish and Meiser Sheni in the case of ain't Zara color. Ain't Zara color, the difference between Hektish and Meiser Sheni. By Davrish Zara color, meaning if it disintegrates like most other seeds, if it disintegrates, then by both of them, you go by the, you have to redeem it, right? You planted it in the ground, and now it's like tenfold, but still, you have to redeem it, maybe take money, the amount of the original amount that you planted, wholesale price. That's what you have to do. But by Davrshe Ein Zarakala, if it's still around in the ground, so then there was a difference between Meiser Sheni and Hektish. By Meiser Sheni, you go by, again, only the amount that was planted of the Meiser Sheni, and you go by the earlier price, while Hektish, the Gemara said, you have to redeem the whole field, right? But made as the Gemara said, as Kala Otsar, and you go by the price now, the Sharach Shav. Those are the two differences between Hektish and Meiser Sheni by Dover She'ein Zaro Kala. Right, that was the last thing we said. And the language that the Gemara used to explain why by Hektish do you go by the present price? If the whole point is that you planted it 2 months ago or 5 months ago, and Ein Zaro Kala, and now the price has changed. You go by the price right now, you don't go by the price earlier when it comes to Hektish. Why? So the Gemara quoted a Lashon from the Mishnah in Arachin, Ein Lo El Makomo Vishaito. Ein Lo El Makomo Vishaito, which is borrowed from the case there, Ein La Hektish El Shaito. That Hektish you always go by right now, here and now. Here and now, meaning here, in terms of you don't have to worry. Maybe if I have something of Hektish, maybe if I go to a different town, I can get a higher price for it. Do I have to schlep to the next town to get a higher price for the base of Mikdash? No. Do I have to wait till next week when I think there's going to be a higher demand and it's going to be in season? Ein la Hektish el Shaito. You go by right now. You go by right now. That's all you have to do by Hektish. And that's what the Gemara borrows in this context, which has to do with planting, which is a totally different context from where it's used. So I mentioned then, I think we mentioned this a few weeks ago also, that the Ramban borrows the Lashon even further, right? And not Ein Lehektish El Shaito, but he's quotes in Shabbos, the 19th parak, Ein Lemitzvah El Shaito. Remember, that was the machlokas between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban, in the sugya known as Ishtapich Chamime, where the science of the times and the days of the Mishnah was that one had to wash the baby before and after the bris milah in warm water. And if not, it was pikuach nefesh, and the baby would die. So, let's say there was a bris milah on Shabbos. So what they used to do, they used to warm up the water before Shabbos. Because you can't warm up water on Shabbos. That's called machshire milah. We paskin that machshire milah is not docha Shabbos. Only the milah, the preparatory stages, are not. That's Rabbi Elazar shita. We pass them like Rabbi Akiva in the 19th parak in Maseches Shabbos. But what happens, the Rishonim deal with, what happens if I have it already, I'm about to do bris milah, and I wash the baby, and I'm about to do bris milah on Shabbos, and then all of a sudden somebody bangs into the water that's supposed to be used for after the milah, and it spills all over. So I'm about to do bris milah. So do I still do the bris milah? Right now, it's day 8, I'm going to do the bris milah. But am I allowed to do that knowing that after I do bris milah, there's no hot water? So I'm going to have to do bishul b'Shabbos. I'm going to have to warm up hot water on Shabbos because the baby's going to be in danger and he's going to need the hot water. Right? That's one choice. Or do I say no? If I know that in 5 minutes from now, you know, if I do the bris milah, I'm going to have to do bishul. Bishul is not tocha Shabbos. Only milah is tocha Shabbos. To put myself in a position, in a situation where I'm going to have to violate, you're not allowed to do that. So what do you do? Right? Do you do the meal? Right? What's the chumri here? What's the kula? There's neither. They're both serious shitas. So the Baal Amar says you push off the mila. The Baal Amar says you push off the mila because only mila is docha Shabbos, not preparatory or post. And if you know beforehand, again, once you did the mila, you have to save the baby. You have to warm up the water, but you didn't do the mila yet. So that's the Baal Amar shita here in the 19th parak of Masechta Shabbos. Again, in the sugi of Ishtava Chamime, you don't. You're not allowed to do the bila. That's what he says. Push it off. And the Ramban, and the Ra quotes the Ramban, says, no. You focus on the here and the now. And what's his language? Ein la mitzvah elashaita. There it is. He borrows the language of ein la hektish elashaita. He changes it to ein la mitzvah elashaita. Mitzvahs you go by right now. Right now you have a bris milah to do. Do the bris milah. In 5 minutes from now, you're going to have to warm up water because the baby's going to be at Pesachana. Okay, you'll do that then. But that's the Ramban's Lashon. I'll read it here. I have the Ran here. The Ran here quotes the Ramban. Nun gimel amen aleph in the Dafe Harif. Ve'echad ishtapeh chamimei. Where the water spilled, says the... I amrina tidcha mila kivan sheim nimol nitzarech acher kach lechal es haShabbos b'machshirin o dilma hashtemios bedin mahalinon. Right now you're doing a mila bedin ubasar hachi bikoach nefeshu shadoch es haShabbos v'haramban zal kasav his great grand rebbe the shari lemimili she'ein lemitzvah el haShaita vein dochen es haMila mibnei shenitzarech achar kach lidchos es haShabbos the basar hachi bikoach nefeshi the dachilei. Later on, it's going to be Pikuach Nefesh. Velo Machshirei Mila. That's not Machshirei Mila. Machshirei Mila is preparatory stages before the Mila. That's what we say is Aser. But this isn't Machshirei. You do the Mila. Afterwards, it's going to be, post actions, not pre actions. Umasitzen Dekale, Dekala Hachia, then he quotes the Mishnah that brings a riot, but that is the Vizeo Dasa Rambanzal. And that is against the Baal Amar. The Baal Amar he quoted earlier that says otherwise. Reb Zerachya Halevi. Zerachya Halevi. Okay, so that's the related to the Lashon of Ein LeMitzvah LeShaita. We continue. This is the next part of the Mishnah. Next part of this Mishnah that we have here, two daf left to this shorter parak than the previous one. The previous parak, remember, Ha'isha Shehaisa had all the fascinating inyanim about if you find out you're not a Kohen in the middle and you're chewing truma and all the other inyanim. But this parak is all about Zariah. So the end of the Mishnah on Peches of an Aleph had, what happens if you have Mea Lagina Shal Truma? You have 100 rows of truma, meaning you plant, how do you have a row of truma? You plant the truma. Right, you can't have truma growing in your field unless you planted it. So if you have 100 rows of truma, and you have one row of chulin, and you have no idea. Again, so this is truma derabanan. Truma derabanan, because that's how you have truma growing. Midaraisa, then the truma loses its status when you plant it. So the Mishnah said, if you have 100 rows of chulin, 100 rows of truma and one row of chulin, it's all mutter. It's all mutter, because it's truma derabanan, suffix truma derabanan, and therefore it's mutter. And then the Mishnah added, Bidavar Shazarakala, as long as the seed has disintegrated, like in most cases. But by a Davar She'ein Zarakala, but if the seed is still in there, the original seed did not disintegrate, it's onions, it's garlic, all the other examples that the Mishnah gave. If it's Davar She'ein Zarakala, so then even if you have 100 chulin and one truma, the opposite, Kulan Asurin. Right? They are all going to be Asur. Because as we will, as we said then, but we'll repeat it again, because there's no bittul, because it's mechubar. Each one of them is considered its own row, and it's still there somewhere. Somewhere it's right. Any row that you take might be the one that's the truma one, even though there's 100 chulin, but there's one truma one, and it's not bittul. If zaro kala, so then we say the whole thing is a derabanan, because the whole thing is, it's not there anymore. So the whole thing is a chumrat derabanan. But where ein zaro kala, right, where it's still there, and the Gemara talks about why, whether it's not batal or not, because it's all coming out of the iser. Either way, so then we say it's all aser. So we're going to talk about that right now. Says the Gemara, Meili Yidus Shulchuma v'chulu. Amar Rav Yossi. So Zozo Maris, based on the first line that we just read, meaning if you have it's zaro kala, and you have 100 truma, and even one chulin, it's all mutter. It's all mutter because it is safik truma derabanan. So zosameres. So similarly, let's talk about another din derabanan. Let's talk about another derabanan, something that we discussed weeks ago. Zosameres. Hayu lefanav mea sa'ah ha'olos mitoch mea sa'ah. Remember, we spoke about medume. What's the halacha with medume where truma falls into 100? It's batel. But what do you have to do? You have to take one out and give it to the Kohen. And you have to treat that like truma. Chulin misukanim. So if, again, it's batel, it's gezel ashevet, right? You know, if the truma was batel, you have to take one out and give it to the Kohen. So you treat that as truma. That's derabanan also. So what if you have 100 of those? What we call replacement trumas, right? You have 100 sa'as, you have 100 baskets of truma. And each one of them is 100. And one sa'a fell into each one of them. So they're all batel. So you take out one each and give it to the Kohen. So those are all replacement trumas. Those are truma derabanans, right? Because you take it out because of gezel ashevet. So if you have 100 of those and you have one chulin that got mixed up with those, so now those are safek truma derabanans. Same thing as our case. So it's mutter. It's mutter, meaning we're comparing our case of truma derabanan to the earlier case of truma derabanan. Again, our case of truma derabanan is gidule truma. Earlier case of truma derabanan is the replacement truma, where truma was batel, but I have to take one out to get to the Kohen because I don't want to be considered stealing from the shevet kahuna. So that's replacement truma. So we compare, just like our case of gidule truma, suffik, right, meaning if you get mixed up with chulin, it's mutter. So too in the earlier case, if you have the replacement truma, safek is going to be mutter. So that is the first line of the Gemara. And then we say now that we would go in the opposite direction as well. If we're comparing our case of gidule truma to the replacement truma over there. So let's say the other way. Taman, over there, we had on daf nun beis earlier, Amar Rabbi Yochanan sa'ah truma she'als mitoch me'achulin kol shehein mevatzlenosa. So too over there we have the case where look at Rav Chaim Kadievsky, who explains our case here. Chulin kol shehein mevatzlenosa im chazra osis sa'ah v'nis arvelato chulin. Remember you took the replacement truma out and it falls into another mixture. Afilu kol shehein mevatzlenosa l'tochen. Rabbi Yochanan said even a little bit is mevatelit. Tekima she'ena ela midrabanan. Since this replacement truma is truma derabanan, hekila ba deliftel afilu b'kol shehu. It's batel even with a kol shehu. So just like over there, if one replacement truma falls into a whole 100 chulin, it's batel. So tuva hacha hayer by gidule truma liket v'nafal l'tochen chulin kol shehein mutarin. If the gidule truma, you have regular gidule truma. Not suffix. You have gidule truma that falls into chulin. It's batel. It's batel also. Kol shehu is batel. So what did we just do? We just went in both directions. From here to there and from there to here. That's all the Gemara just did so far. We're comparing two cases of truma derabanan. Gidule truma and the replacement truma. What's the replacement truma? Where truma was batel in 100, but you got to take one out to give to the Kohen because you don't want it to be gezel al shevet. So that has the status of truma derabanan. So in both of those cases, we said, we compared. Just like in our case, if you have suffik, you're not sure which one it is, so then it's your makel. So too over there, if you're not sure which one it is makel. And just like over there, if you know which one vada it is, and then it fell into a whole mixture, it's batel in a kol shehu. So to here, the gidul chuma is going to be batel in a kol shehu, because it's all chuma derabanan. Fine. So that's what the Gemara says so far. The root of this halacha is based on the principle of Soi Drabana Lakula. We know when it comes to Sveikos, the Torah always tells us what to do in a case of Suffolk. Or in a case of Suffolk Mamon, the Torah tells us, Hamotim Echaber Alavaraya. Right? Just the money stays where it is. Cheskas Mamon, one of the strongest chazakas that we have. When we have a Suffolk when it comes to Tumavatara,
We know Savi Tuma Bershus HaYachid Tameh Bershus HaRabim Tahar. Right, that's learned out from an Isha Sota. That's by Safek Tuma. What about by Safek Yisur? Safek Dereisa L'Chum or Safek Derabana L'Kula? Right, that's the usual Lashon. Why Safek Derabana L'Kula? So we mentioned this already last week, but the Ran has two words in a drasha, which the Achronim all pick up on this idea. We mentioned it last week from the Meshe Chachma. Today we'll mention it from the Shar Yosher. But it's all the same idea. And that is Kach Hisnu. Kach Hisnu. It's built in. When the Rabbanan said their dinim, they built in that their din should only be true when it's a vadai. But if it's a suffake, their din should not be existent. They built that into the system. That's how the Achronim answer the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam. When the Rambam says, in two places, the Rambam says that every time you violate an Issa Rabbanan, you're also violating an Issa Daraisa. Because the Torah says you have to listen to the rabbis. So if I don't listen to the rabbis, I'm not only violating a Darabana, I'm violating a Daraisa Lo Sasur. That's the Rambam Shita. So every Darabana is a Daraisa. So the Rabban says, if every Darabana is a Daraisa, then how do you ever have the principle of Safig Darabanan Lakula? How do you ever have Safig Darabanan? The Gemara says, by Darabanan you could trust a Yakatan, and by Darabanan, right, there are all these coolers by Dinan Darabanan. So how do you ever have a Safig Darabanan Lakula if every Darabanan is a Daraisa? So, based on this Ran, it's easy. Right? Because the Ran says, once it's a Safig, it no longer exists. If you do a vade drabanan, then that's a vade daraisa, that's a violation. But the second it's a suffix, then it does not exist, right? That's the based on the Ran kach hisnu, and that's what we said last week for the Meshech Chachma, because drabanan's more focused on the gavra than on the chefsa. It's focused on your behavior, not so much these atoms are inherently different. So the Shara Yosher of Shimon Shkap also has a similar idea. I'll read it from him this time. Shar Yosher, in the first Shar. Shar Aleph Perek Zayin. Shar Aleph Perek Zayin. Lefizeh. V'chol Yisurin. Shalon Isparish Din Asfekos Batora. Lo Le'isr V'lo Le'heter. Vaday Roy L'chol Adam L'chush L'nafsho. Lefrosh Min HaSafek. Kamo B'Safek Sakana. Generally, if you have a Safek about any din, you have to be nervous. It's a Safek, a poison. Right, just the Safek Daraisa, so Safek Darabanan, I would have said. V'yavshalo his hira Torah al zeh b'yichud lachush, shemi yikashal b'isser, haseichel gozer kein. By an Issa Daraisa, logic dictates, don't take the chance. Kemo shekol adam shomer atzmo mikol Safek pega, gam bil adi azharas ha-Torah. V'yim kein, mashagil salanu Torah b'shlosha mekomos, b'safek tuma b'rishos harabim, u'b'safek mamzer, u'b'safek arla b'chutz la'aretz, by three cases where the Torah goes out of its way to say Safek Daraisa Lekula, Safek Mamzer, Safek Arla, Safek Tuma B'Rishus HaRabim, all of those, the din is Lekula, D'Rashoyim V'Zakoyim Anachnu L'Hakel. That's where the Torah goes out of its way and says, you can be Mekel even though it's not Safek poison. V'Lo Lachu Shema Yikashal B'Isser. Af de'im Yikashal B'Isser Gam Bahani Shloshi Yisurim Yitzrach L'Kapara, because they're Rashon Anu L'Chadhil L'Asos Kein, V'Zeo Be'emes Chiddush Gadol, V'Nifla Ma'od, Aval Ein Lanu L'Hischakim Bazeh, V'Gzeres HaKasev. Don't outsmart the Torah. The Torah says, be Mekel in these three cases. U'Bishar Yisurim Lo Gilsal Anu Torah Chiddush Zeh, U'Bechal Baal Seichel Ya'aseh Kefi Ritzono. That's by Daraisis. But by Durabanans, the Shar Yosher says there's a big difference. The mitzvah shimena Torah hu mitzuve lasos etzem hamaisa v'hu muchrach lasos ke'eved l'rabo v'hatoeles hamagiyalo hi me'avodes rabo avo b'mitzvah Durabanan de'ena mitzvah min haTorah al etzem hamaisa v'rak mitzvah l'shmoa b'kol chachamim. The ikar is just to listen to the rabbis. V'hamaisa she'osehi matara atzmis. The act itself. And it continues. The mitzvahs elu min haTorah heim chulu. He says, let me find the line. Right. So he says, even though I have who uses the lashon of grumel mitzvahs, but it's not exactly a mitzvah itself, and therefore the ikar is just to listen. And if it's suffik, it's not a violation, and therefore it would be different. Logic doesn't dictate as much in that case than as compared to the dinim daraisa. Okay, so there's a lot by suffik. I think we mentioned just a few weeks ago the amazing paragraph of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman where he talks about whether the Safek Darabanan Lekula is b'toras vaday or b'toras suffik. Is it b'toras vade, b'toras safek? Let's say somebody is chayiv in a mitzvah d'rabanan, but I'm potter for me because the safek d'rabanan l'kula. Can I be motzi them in the mitzvah? If you say safek d'rabanan l'kula is just b'toras safek, yeah, then you're makel all around. I don't have to do it, but if I'm motzi you, I'm also makel because it's l'kula. But if it's safek d'rabanan l'kula is b'toras vadai, so then I'm totally mufka for the mitzvah and I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't be able to be motzi him because I'm mufka for the mitzvah b'toras vadai. And other nafkaminas, it's the end of Simon Aleph in Kuntres Divrei Sofrim. In Kuntres Divrei Sofrim. Quotes other nafkaminas as well. Okay, well, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Next piece of Gemara. From the words kimo. So the next couple of lines, put this on the list with, we don't really know exactly the pashup shot of these couple of lines, so we'll do our best and we'll go with one of the deos. We'll go with the Pnei Moshe and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, how to read the next couple of lines. So, kamo de Rabbi Yochanan. They say that this is talking about the following case. We're going to use the lashon that we had earlier in the Mishnayos. Remember, earlier we had the Mishnah, right? The Pnei Moshe quotes the Mishnah earlier from Daf Nun Dalin. We had cases where Bittul takes place of Truma in Chulin. What if Bittul didn't take place because there's not enough Chulin? So it's Meduma. But what if I know that the grain, that the Truma grain that fell in is a very high level grain? So when I crush up the grain and I, or let's say the Chulin is a very high level grain. So when I crush up the grain and I process it, the chulin grain is going to expand more than the truma grain that fell in. So when I process it in the normal way, now you can have 100 chulin to the truma. Right now it fell in, it's not batel, because there's too much truma. There isn't 100 to 1. But we had earlier in the Mishnah, if it's a very high level grain, and you're just going to act in the normal way, so what are you going to do? It's meduma, you're going to give it to the kohen. So the kohen's going to grind it up anyway, then it's going to be 100 to 1 anyway. So the Mishnah said earlier, that's not called an Isser of Bittul L'Chalchila. Because you could just do the regular processing. And even though at this moment it's not Batel, but, you know, you could do the normal. So that's what we discussed earlier. So that's what we're going to compare to. That just like over there, there's no Isser of Bittul L'Chalchila by just following the normal processing, so to here. Remember now the second part of our Mishnah? Second part of our Mishnah where we have Ein Zaro Kala, where the seed is still in the ground, we have 100 chulin, even one truma, it's not batel. It's not batel, because that was the last line of our Mishnah. Right? They're all aser. Because it's not batel, because each one is separate. So says the Gemara, Kamod Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Tamon Tochin Umatir. Just like over there, Rabbi Yochanan said, back on Daf Nun Dalid, that you could grind it, and it becomes mutter, because the chulin is a higher level grade of grain, and now after you do the regular processing, now it's 100 to 1 for chulin, and therefore it should be batel. So Avachakein, why don't you say the same thing here? ? Meaning, why does the Mishnah say that you have these rows of grain? You have 100 rows of chulin. You have one row of truma, which is truma derabanan, right? Because it's zuria truma. Why don't the Mishnah says at the end ein zara kala? It's aser. What do you mean it's aser? Why don't what do you usually do with grain? You harvest it and you cut it up and you put it all together. So why don't you say just like we said earlier, you go through the regular processing. If by the end of the regular processing you don't have kavana to be mevatel isal chachila. You have kavana to do your thing. You have kavana to harvest your field. So just like over there, we said it's mutter. That's not called iser bittul lechadchila because you're just going through the regular processing. And when the dust settles, so then you have 100 of chulin to one truma. So here too, you should say. Why does the Mishnah say it's aser? You should say cut it, harvest it, and it's all going to be batel because you have 100 of chulin to one truma. Answers the Gemara. No. There's a difference. Taman mize umize olabiyado. Over there, it's all mixed up. You have all the grain mixed up already. It's all a taroves. And now what are you going to do? You're just going to process that taroves. Then we could say it's all intermixed equally, and then bittul's going to take place. Bramhacha kala tevel ala biyado. Right over here, all the tevel might come up in his hand. The word tevel here doesn't mean tevel. Here, tevel just means something that's usher to you, which means truma. Truma. Here, if you only harvest one row, remember you have 101 rows. If you harvest one row, maybe you got the truma row. So you can't say, oh, bitul l'chadchila, you're to go the regular processing. If you only take one row, so that's worse than the other case. In the earlier case, there's already a mixture. You mixed it up, so you don't have enough grain of chulin to be mevatel the truma grain. It's a mixture. As you process it, the chulin grain is a very high level grade, and therefore it's going to become batel. Fine, that works. But here, let's say you choose one row. That one row might be truma. So that's not bitul l'chadchila. There's a big difference between the cases. The Gemara adds, bishali kepa achas. So this problem is only going to be if you take one row at a time. Avalem likid mishteyan. If you take all the rows together, then you're right. Then it would be good. Mizu mizu labiyado. If you have all the rows together, then it's okay. Then it would be okay, and therefore there wouldn't be a problem with being mevatelet. And it wouldn't be bitul l'chadchila, just like we had earlier. Okay, there was many sugyas we had earlier about bitul isur l'chadchila. Remember, there was a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Well, I'll just mention the steer again. Maybe we don't have time to go through the answers right now. Whether we know bitul isur l'chadchila, the Shulchan Aruch says, by an isur d'rabbanan. By an isur d'rabbanan, there's also a mevatel isur l'chadchila. But what if the isur d'rabbanan already got mixed in to some other stuff, but just not enough? Then you're allowed to add on and be mevatel l'chadchila. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Yaradeya. That by an isur d'rabbanan we also say ein mevatel isur l'chadchila, but if already got into a mixture, just not enough, then you can add on. So that's mutter. The problem was the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Chanukah says you have leftover oil from the Chanukah candles and it got mixed into a little bit of other oil. You're not allowed to add on to be mosif, to be mevatel it. Chanukah oil is d'rabbanan, right? The whole Chanukah is d'rabbanan. Aser huksel mitzvah is d'rabbanan. And the Shulchan Aruch says there, even if it got mixed into other regular oil, you cannot be mosif. So that's the stira. Yaradeya Arachayim. All the Mefarshim talk about that stira. We spoke about it then, but right now we have to continue. And hopefully we'll come back another time. So Gidula Asurin. Back to the Mishnah. So what did the Mishnah say? If something is Ein Zaro Kala, it doesn't matter how many times you plant it. You put it into the ground, something grows, you take that, you put it back to the ground, it grows, keeps going. Because the original bulbs still have some offspring in what you plant. So Ahechan, how far does that go? 100 times. How far does it go? How many times of planting? Rabbi Yaakov ben Bar Idi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ad shalosh gronos asuros. Three times. Three times. Gidulin, gidule gidulin, gidule gidule gidulin. After that is good. We skip the next four words. Varavias mutaris. The fourth is mutter. Rishul barav duma b'ikumi Rabbi Mana bitruma ad kama. And what about by truma? We've noted that so far in the Mishnah that truma is always more chamor than everything else. So truma also goes by three or more. So the Gemara says, no, it goes by one more. Amar lei, asu gorin harevias kegorin harishona. What does that mean? The fourth one, by ein zaro kala, is similar to the first one by zaro kala. Right, the first one by zaro kala, we're machmer by truma. We're make up by everything else. So that's the fourth one too. We're machmer by truma and make up by everything else. Magar narishona davash zaro kala betruma asur betevel mutter. Just like by the first, by regular gidulei truma. Regular gidulei truma, that's zaro kala, everything's mutter. Except for truma. So avgar naravia, so to the fourth one. But davash ein zaro kala betruma asur ubetevel mutter. Right? Because once it gets so far, it gets the fourth time that it's too far away. Even if it's ein zaro kala, we say it's too far away from the source. Too far away from the source, and therefore, we're not going to relate it. We don't have to relate it to the source. Even though Ein Zara Kala, it's so, each time is a little bit less, a little bit less, a little bit less, it's too far. We have various other halachas that sometimes it's too far from the source, so we're not going to relate it. There's something called Koach Kocho, or Koach Koach Kocho. Netilas Yadayim, or Ritzicha. Both of those are pretty different. But let's say I turn on a faucet, and then it hits a surface, and then it hits another surface, and then it goes onto my hands. Is that good enough for Netilas Yadayim? Koach, koach, kocho. Or for Ritzicha, Rachmana Leslan. So the Gemara talks about, sometimes it gets so far removed from the original source, so then it's not going to be related to the original source. Fascinating, the Ars Sameach uses koach, kocho, different than Tosfos, to explain the concept of Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel. Right, Shabbos Daf Mem in the Bavli. Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. Why not? There's a big question. Kli Sheni can be even hotter than a Kli Rishon that came off the fire, even if they're both Yasol Adispo. So Tosfos has a Svara, Tosfos Shabbos Daf Mem, Defunos Makaros. right? It's the, if once it's in a klisheni, in a pot that wasn't on the fire, then it's going in the direction of cooling. Because the walls of the klisheni are cooling what was put into it. Okay? And that's a whole discussion of that Tosfos. But the Ar Sameach in Hilchos Shabbos relates klisheni to koach kocho. To koach kocho. He says in Perek Tes, Da, shekama inyani matzanu to koach kocho lo chashev kegufo. Ritzicha, Makos, Bimakos. He quotes a couple of contexts and he relates that to klisheni. Even if it's boiling hot. But because it's in another kli, it is too far removed from the original source of heat, and therefore it's not going to be chayav on Shabbos. Right? So it's different svara than Tosfos. That's Tosfos, Shabbos Daf Mem, the Ar Sameach, in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Tes. So again, it has to do with how far do you go back to the original source, like what the Gemara says here. Once you get to the fourth level by everything else, and the fifth level by Truma, you would say it's too far. Good. Mayis Lecha, what is this talking about? This is where, like, what is this talking about? You need Rashi. We have no Rashi, but Baruch Hashem, we have Mara Fulta. The Mishnah gave examples of items that were Ein Zarokala. So the Mishnah said Kigon. Kigon means these are just examples, but there are others. So what else is there? Amar Yosi Barbun, Kigon, Hakalubsin. Okay, another example. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hashum Kisaorim. The last line of our Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda says, garlic is like barley. What does that mean? Garlic is like barley in what way? Shum Kissa Orim. So Rabbi Yavo, B'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Hashum, garlic cloves, Ad Kissa Orin, L'davar Shezarakala. A garlic clove that's the size of a barley seed, we will consider Ein Zarakala. Right? That's the original stays. Mikan ve'elach l'davar she'ein zarakala. So it goes by this, the size of a barley seed. If it's the size of a barley seed, then the original clove stays in the ground. But if it's smaller, it disappears. Okay, that's the shear. Rabbi Yossi Barbun, B'shem Rabbi Yossi Ben Chanina, Hashum Ara Kesorim L'chol Davar. No, Ara Kesorim L'chol Davar, meaning even if it's tiny, it's like a Zaro, even if it's big, it's Zaro Kala, right? That's the Marafolda. Klomar. Afilu Kesorah Dina Kesaro Kala. Doesn't matter how big it is. Right? If it's, even if it's larger, it's considered Zaro Kala, it disintegrates. So what's this machlokas about? The Tiferes Yisrael here just leaves the Bitzar Achiyan. Why don't you just check? Right? It goes by the size of how big the garlic cloves are. How could you have a machlokas in Metzias? Tzar Achiyan. He just leaves it as a Tzar Achiyan. I don't understand how there could be a machlokas. So it has to be that there's a little bit that remains, but the question is it significant? Is it significant? That must be the machlokas. Meaning, Zarakala and Zarakala, maybe there's different standards about what's called Zarakala and Zarakala. That's how you'd have to interpret this machlokas. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Hamenachesh, by weeding, by the Shem. We pick up tomorrow with the last daf of the ninth perek of Meseches Trumos.